A state-sponsored public hearing on a proposed dialysis center to serve the citizens of Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey counties was held Thursday in Burnsville at the Yancey County Courthouse. It was a good turnout as citizens, government leaders, along with dialysis patients and family members, spoke in favor of the center being located in the Tri-Counties. Much of the comment was driven by the competition that has developed between Mitchell and Yancey counties, each hoping to convince officials to put the center in their county. We spoke with Carol Hutchinson with the Certificate of Need Division of the North Carolina Division of Facility Services and asked her what happens next.
It's really very encouraging, it always is, to see people this involved in the planning process, the health planning process. These many people vested, obviously, in a center that means so much to them personally as well as to family members. This is going to be a very difficult decision to make. I'm going to, as the analyst on the project, I make a recommendation on it. I will go back to the office. I'll have the tape. I'll be able to refer back to the comments that were made. I have the written comments that were made. And we have criteria and rules that we go by that you can find in the state medical facility plan and the administrative rules, which are, you know, in statute. I'll follow most of the procedures that one typically follows in looking at those rules and criteria and standards. And I will talk to people in the office. I will look at as much information as I have. Now, one thing I cannot do is call anyone and ask for additional information because that would be amending the application. But we'll take all of this into account and hopefully come up with the best decision for the area. The location is part of the application. And what you'll see at the end of August, there'll be written findings that will then go out to the applicants. They'll have been reviewed by Lee Hoffman, who's our chief of the Certificate of Need Division, who will be making a decision whether or not to approve it or deny it. DaVita has made a decision by putting four possible locations in the application. So that's the decision that they made when they did that. And what I'll be doing is looking at the appropriateness of the locations as far as the need of the population to be served. And it's possible that one will stand out over the others. It's possible that none of them could be seen as being the right possible location. And if that were the case, I'm not sure whether the application would be approved or not, but we'll have to see. We'll have to take all of that into account.
Carol Hutchinson with the Certificate of Need Division of the North Carolina Division of Facility Services. If the center is approved, the opening is tentatively scheduled for July 2007. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.